Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue with our news items, which feature work to a part of the old city walls and new jobs at Aviva. First, Richard has news of a nasty accident.
A woman who lay sinking in thick clay after sliding down a steep seaside cliff is extremely lucky to be alive, says a Coast Guard chief. The middle-aged woman is believed to have been trapped in the mud, shouting for help for more than an hour in near-freezing temperatures before the alarm was raised by a clifftop walker. She was lying flat and so covered in mud that a Coast Guard rescuer at first failed to spot her or her pet dog, which was standing on her. And it was about another hour before she was winched to safety in a rescue drama which involved some 20 Coast Guards and a Coast Guard helicopter plus firefighters, police and an ambulance crew.
A public consultation has been launched on whether the police precept should rise or be frozen. Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Stephen Bett will soon have to decide whether to increase or freeze the policing element of a council tax and has launched a consultation which will run throughout January as to whether the police precept should rise by 2%, an average of £4 a year, or be frozen. Mr. Bett said the announcement from the government around police funding was welcome, but that does not mean Norfolk Constabulary is out of the woods. Far from it. The government has said that police funding will be protected, but that's the assumption that PCCs increase the policing element of the council tax by 2% each year. There are, of course, still major financial pressures on the force as they carry the burden of past funding cuts, and the demands on our police continue to increase and, crucially, to change.
Emergency services were called to a number of traffic accidents across the city. A man was taken to hospital in a serious condition following a traffic accident in Norwich. The ambulance service was called to a collision on Magdalen Road in the north of the city. Crews, alongside an East Anglian Air Ambulance medical car, treated a man in his 40s with a head and suspected leg injury. He was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Meanwhile, following a crash on the A140 at Hainford, a woman was taken to the NNN in a stable condition with head injuries. Five other people were assessed by paramedics at the scene and discharged as walking wounded. In Sprowston, a person was trapped in a car after a crash on the Tesco petrol station forecourt. Fire crews from Sprowston and Carrow were on the scene for over an hour and used hydraulic equipment to free them.
A section of Norwich's medieval city wall, which lay concealed from view for years, is set to have new life breathed into it. A new public space is to be created in front of the wall, in Magpie Road, which only became visible again 3 years ago after an eyesore building was demolished. Work is due to start next month. When the derelict Magpie Printers building was knocked down in 2013, a tower which formed part of the city's defences was revealed behind the building. The tower was in a very poor condition, and the face had been almost completely stripped away, leaving the core open to more damage from the elements. But following consultation between Norwich City Council and English Heritage, it was agreed to rebuild the tower, staying true to its ruined appearance and to preserve it for generations to come.
A detective has described how a student is lucky to be alive after he was stabbed during an unprovoked attack in a Norwich car park. The 26-year-old University of East Anglia student has physically recovered from potentially life-threatening injuries he sustained following an incident in the Rose Lane car park, during which he bravely intervened to protect a friend. Detective Constable Craig Leader said the student was extremely lucky to have survived and has issued a warning to others about the danger of carrying knives. Details of the attack have emerged after Jehovani Palata, 20, of Temple Road, Norwich, was sentenced to 5.5 years detention by Ipswich Crown Court after admitting wounding with intent.
A postcode plea has been issued as part of a campaign to help elderly people in the winter months. The Cold Weather Friends initiative, organised by Age UK Norwich and supported by the Evening News, started life 2 years ago. It aims to tackle the risks to older people in the city who might be left cut off if there is extreme weather. Joe Willingham is coordinating the campaign for Age UK Norwich this year and is especially seeking help in the NR1 and NR5 areas. "We want to twin elderly people with volunteers who live near them," she said. A couple of weeks ago, the Evening News did us proud by issuing a plea specifically for extra help in the NR6 area, and it worked really well. "We'd like to thank everyone who came forward. Now, looking at the need, we are finding the shortage of volunteers is in the NR1 and NR5 areas particularly, though of course we'd still welcome help from anyone in the city." The charity has been urging older people in the city to register if they have no relatives, friends or other care support to help out. If you're an older person who wishes to register for help or you wish to offer your time to volunteer, call 01603 496 333 or email joe.willingham@ageuknorwich.org.uk.
Insurance giant Aviva has started the new year with 65 new employees taking up roles in its claims handling operation at Broadland Business Park. The roles are part of a larger recruitment drive in Norwich, which will see the insurer take on a total of 400 new staff. The move comes after Aviva announced it was bringing its motor claims department under one roof at Willow House in Norwich, closing and reducing offices in the north of England. The insurer, which already employs 5,000 people in Norfolk, is gradually transforming Willow House into a centre of excellence, creating one of the biggest motor claims handling sites in the country. Aviva sealed a £5.6 billion deal for Friends Life in April 2015, heralding one of the biggest takeovers in the insurance industry for decades.
The link between higher rail fares and investment has been broken amid delays to vital projects, Labour's Shadow Transport Minister has claimed as activists turn out to protest at rail stations across the region. Commuters using Norwich, King's Lynn and stations on the Bitton Line were met by Labour activists highlighting ticket price rises on the first major day back to work. Lillian Greenwood highlighted delays to upgrades, including the Ely North Junction, which had been due to take place before 2019. Adam Giles, a Labour volunteer out leafleting in Norwich, said, "We've spoken to a lot of commuters today who are very disappointed about the rail fares going up. They don't feel like the quality of service has improved, and they're having to pay more out of their pocket towards the transport, particularly with the reforms to local government."